B-Pod Studios.
Tamani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Alexis emailed us, and she needs to do a War of the Roses on her boyfriend, Greg. How long have you and Greg been together, Alexis?
It's been like 3 months.
Okay, so fairly new relationship.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No kids involved or anything like that. Are you guys living together?
We're not living together, but I do take my dog to his house.
I don't think Loren and Roy saw this email. I read it. So tell them how a dog is responsible for you thinking that Greg might be cheating on you.
Yeah.
So my dog walked out of his room, and he was carrying a high heel in his mouth. And it is not my shoe. And it was like, yeah. So I asked him about it, and he's like, it's not yours. And he turned bright red, and it's like a size 8, and I wear a 6. It was a hooker heel. It is not my shoe. What is the shoe doing in his room?
Maybe he dresses in women's clothes. You never know.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, good. That's good.
All right. So there might be an explanation for this.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, let's find out whose high heel was hanging. Whether two, was it a pair or was it just one? Did you do any more snooping after your dog came back with the heel?
He got super weird, and we just we left the apartment immediately, so I didn't even have a chance to go in there.
Okay, are you ready, Alexis?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Greg.
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg, my name's Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and I just wanted to say congratulations because you're our text to win winner for this month. You win 1 dozen red roses in a beautiful package to send to the one that you love.
What do I have to do? What's the catch?
Oh, there's no catch. I don't need anything from you, a credit card or anything like that. I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send the package to and what you would like a card to say.
Wait, it's free roses? I can just send whatever I want?
Mm-hmm. It's a free dozen beautiful red roses, and it's a romantic package.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, well, do me a favor and address the package to Lindsay.
Okay, to Lindsay. And
yeah.
What would you like the card to say?
Will you write on the card, this is a little weird, but just say, right, you're a straight freak and I love it.
You're a straight freak and
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, you're a straight freak and I love it. Like a bunch of exclamation points.
That's not that bad. I've heard worse.
Oh, good.
Is this your girlfriend or your wife?
No, it's just somebody, this crazy girl I met while I was doing this bar crawl.
Oh, the bar crawl. That's a good place to meet somebody. That's not your girlfriend, Greg.
What? Who is this? What is this? Some sort of sketch? What is going on here?
Yep. You're on Kiss 95.1. You ever heard of War of the Roses?
What did I do?
Hi, Greg.
Alexis was on the phone. She heard the entire conversation. She called us because of the high heel that her dog found in your room. She didn't like your answer. She thinks you're cheating on her. So is that high heel in your room Lindsay's?
I mean, what do you want me to say? Like, it's obviously not Alexis's.
Well, I was rooting for the fact that you dress up as a woman.
Right?
No, man.
Oh, okay.
Not that.
That was
no
I.
way.
It's better than cheating.
So you're openly admitting that Lindsay is someone that you met and she's a straight freak and you don't really care about Alexis. And I know that you and Alexis have only been together for 3 months. We know all about that. But, like, what are we doing here, Alexis?
Well, I'm just saying, Greg, I could be a freak, too, if that's what you're looking for.
I didn't see that one coming.
Well, why didn't you say something before? I'm sorry, but, like,
Well,
what
wow.
are you thinking?
This isn't a therapy session. Yeah. This is called War of the Roses, Alexis. I mean, so Alexis, you're not mad about this Lindsay person? You're willing to like oversee that and move on and just get freaky?
Kinda.
Greg, are you willing to give this another go round with Alexis and get rid of Lindsay?
I mean, I'm down if you're maybe into adding one more person to the mix. Maybe I could invite Lindsay over.
Yeah, let's not push that too early, but.
Oh.
I was gonna invite Roy over. That's what I thought you were going. But all right, so Alexis, you're cool with Greg, and everything's fine. You guys are just gonna go be freaky and stay in your relationship.
Yeah.
So this wasn't War of the Roses as much as it was just a therapy session.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad we could render our services.
All right.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Thank you.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.